Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With another man today, when I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Could anything be more American than that song right there? Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Our 16th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. And wouldn't want to do it with anybody else besides our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob, I don't know how many of these shows, maybe almost every year, you've been with me on Thanksgiving Day. And I want to thank you for that abiding support.
Jim, we've been blessed to be on the show. As you know, we send out a message on Thanksgiving, and we always include thank God for all we've done. We have had over 300 people respond thanking us for thanking God.
Oh yeah,
God is still in our lives.
What do you think about that? I mean, is this isn't that part of our heritage of America's tradition and our legacy? Isn't that under attack right now?
Well, everybody who's trying to be politically correct, and thank God there are fewer and fewer of them, are saying we should ignore God, take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, mm-hmm. take God out of school prayer, take God out of Thanksgiving. But the fact is, God is hanging around, and that's good news for all of us.
Well, it's important that we, you know, obviously, you know, we've got this really important standard of separation of church and state, but that's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, right?
Yeah, we have to separate church and state, no question about it. That's one of the four freedoms, but we have to also recognize that God is out there. God is protecting us, and God is doing a lot for us, and we need to give some homage to God along the way.
We're in a representative democracy, and that pretty much means the last election proves that the majority rules, right? So if the majority of Americans are in favor of things that reference God without proselytizing, without evangelizing, isn't that, you know, aren't we letting some pretty small minorities tail wag the dog?
I think we are. The majority of Americans didn't vote. That's the problem in the last election.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people that believe in God believe in the kind of freedoms that even FDR talked about. They weren't at the polls, and that's a big mistake.
And this is another reason why I think, Bob, that Americans who have been sitting back and allowing things to kind of go forward, they didn't want to get involved. They didn't want to get messy with the politics and maybe they would just became a little bit too narcissistic, a little too self-absorbed. We're not going to have that luxury, are we? If we want America to look anything like what we believe it should and has, we're going to have to be a little bit more involved, aren't we?
Time for leadership, time for people to step up. We can't wait any longer. This is the time to recognize the future of the country is at risk. Our generation right now has got to step up, because if we don't, the next generation is going to be at risk.
This is a momentous time. And Bob, don't you agree that we can, you know, Greece is a homeless country, if you think about it. They're literally, those people are eating today because there are other countries in the European Union are feeding them. France, as you mentioned earlier, France is basically a basket case because they're in denial as well. And we can see what America is going to look like by just watching those countries, can't we? It's not difficult.
We can. We can look at what's happening in Syria, what's going on in Jordan, what happened in the Arab Spring. We can look at the insurrection in China.
Yep.
We can thank God we've got our blessings here in the United States. Mm-hmm. We can't let it get away from us.
But we can't take any of that for granted, can we?
We cannot do it. That's exactly right.
That's the thing. And I'm on this Thanksgiving Day, I know, Bob, you join me, and I join you in saying that folks, we've got to be a little more single-minded about being Americans, I think.
And, we do.
And being a little more open and vociferous about American exceptionalism.
We are exceptional. We've done it again and again and again. The reason we're out there in war, as bad as it is and as much as I dislike it, is we have to serve as a beacon for the rest of the world. If we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And now we've got to do it at home.
Well, and I think we're seeing some of what you're saying right now, what you just said, that lack of leadership. We're seeing that go in the wrong direction in the Middle East right now, I think. And so, hey, Bob, I want to thank you for all the great years, 12 years plus you've been a member of our Brain Trust. You've been sharing your ideas with us and your wisdom. Thank you for that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And we'll see you next time.
Same to you, Jim, and I hope that everybody on this show cheers for Notre Dame against Alabama.
Hey, thanks. Bob Dillenstetter, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be, too. In fact, I'll be here tomorrow, live and in person. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.